Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Show.
Watch it get canceled before it comes back. She's way too conservative.
And who saw that coming? Huh? That's weird. It's 8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by PenFed Credit Union. It's primary election day in Virginia. On the Republican side, three candidates are vying for the nomination for governor. Corey Stewart, Frank Wagner, and Ed Gillespie. And although nationally pundits may try to make the Virginia race a referendum on Donald Trump, Ed Gillespie doesn't see it that way.
It's not my job to always be for the president or always be against him if I'm elected governor. It's my job to stand up for Virginia and make sure that, the policies we're passing in Richmond in our General Assembly are going to improve our public schools and that we can pave more roads and that we can create more jobs and help people lift themselves out of poverty.
Gillespie spoke last hour here on WMAL's Mornings in the Mall, and stay with WMAL on air and online for election results tonight. Attorney General Jeff Sessions comes before the Senate Intelligence Committee today as senators have loads of questions.
They want to hear about these meetings and interactions that Sessions apparently had during the campaign season with Russian officials, as well as those two meetings with the Russian ambassador Sergei Kislyak, two meetings that he did not initially disclose during his confirmation proceedings, as well as whether or not there was a third meeting last year with the Russian ambassador that he also did not disclose.
Correspondent Manu Raju. And of course, you can hear the session's testimony live starting around 2:30 today at WMAL.com. Washington tied a record yesterday and could come close to tying one again today for summer-like heat. It was 95 yesterday at mid-afternoon, tying the 2002 record for the date. Today's record is 96. Forecasters think we'll come pretty close to that. Extreme heat is also hard on your car. AAA's John Townsend.
We expect to rescue more than 7 million motorists this summer who will be stranded on the side of the road because of a battery failure or a flat tire.
In fact, Townsend says extreme heat can be as hard on your car's battery as extreme cold is in the winter. The White House is announcing the first wave of U.S. attorney nominees to replace the dozens forced out by President Trump months ago.
Among the candidates President Trump intends to nominate are Jesse Liu, the current Deputy General Counsel for the Treasury Department, and Richard Moore, the Inspector General of the Tennessee Valley Authority. Liu would be nominated to serve in D.C., while Moore would serve in the Southern District of Alabama. The other nominees are Alabama's Jay Towne and Lewis Franklin Sr., Tennessee's Michael Donovant, Ohio's Justin Herdman, Utah's John Huber, and Oklahoma's Brian Keister. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Jurors in Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial will be back today for more deliberations. When they get back to work, they've indicated they want to hear more of Cosby's deposition testimony from the accuser's lawsuit. Kevin Durant was named the most valuable player of the NBA Finals last night after Golden State's decisive win over Cleveland. Now, Durant grew up in Prince George's County, and last night, in thanking his mom and the rest of his family, Durant didn't forget where he came from.
Everybody in Sea Pleasant, everybody in PG County, Maryland, everybody in D.C., Virginia.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,236, the Nasdaq at 61.75. Sports, another bullpen meltdown as the Nats lose their fourth straight. The Orioles make it five losses in a row as they lose to the White Sox, and the Golden State Warriors are NBA champions. WMAL News Time 8:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Virginia gubernatorial primary, Tuesday night.
I'm running for governor.
With updates on the hour and on the half, and breaking news when it happens.
Take back Virginia.
Depend on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
PenFed's got great rates for Bowling Green and great rates for Abilene. PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
All across America, PenFed Credit Union has auto loan rates as low as 1.49% APR on new vehicles. Apply today at PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. Federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
This radio show is brought to you by the company that built the fundamental technology and everything you love about your phone. From download speeds, to video, to voice recognition, to security, to GPS. None of it would work the way you count on without Qualcomm getting there first, then sharing it with the world. Yeah, Qualcomm did all that. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Try Metro 29 Diner. Open daily from 6 a.m. until midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And through Sterling on 28. Coming southbound. Boy, the delays continue to grow. Southbound toward the toll road and coming off of the greenway to merge onto south and 28. And that's right in that vicinity where crews had been checking for the accident. So do be prepared for a little extra time. For 66, really, from Manassas toward Nutley Street, I'm seeing very little break along the way, and it's just been the volume and the sun glare this morning. Volume with us as well, Beltway, Springfield toward the Legion Bridge. A lot of our commuters in that stop and go this morning. 270, the crash in Rockville, south as you approach 28. That's to the shoulder. It's giving us delays south of Clarksburg, but I'm also hearing reports of a new incident south of Montgomery Village Avenue, so do watch for that. Baltimore-Washington Parkway crews tell me they've cleared the crash, even though the delays are intense here. Southbound BW Parkway inside the Beltway before 410. You'll still see some activity on the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warm morning already soaring into the 80s. Quickly back to the mid-90s this afternoon. 94 degrees, too shy of tying the record of 96. Maybe an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Chance of a shower, thunderstorm early tonight, 75. Thunderstorms scattered around tomorrow near 90. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 69 in Woodbridge, 70 in Rockville, 76 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. Jeff Sessions is set to take his turn in the Senate Intel Committee spotlight. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
Good morning. It is 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It is Tuesday morning. Joining us at 8:35, Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor, host of the Larry Kudlow Show here on WMAL. On Saturdays, I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colanese.
Good morning, Larry.
Recognizes this music, regardless of how old you are, because this show first came on the air 30 years ago, but it's on in repeats all over the place. You can see it everywhere. And it's Roseanne Barr, who was a comedian before she got her own show, and people loved the Roseanne show. I didn't get it. I didn't watch it.
Wasn't your dish?
I didn't get it at all. I didn't find it funny, so I never watched Roseanne. But they are bringing it back. ABC Entertainment is bringing it back. And Roseanne Barr is, like, really far right, which I was shocked to find out. That, to me, just doesn't go with her personality, with her character that she played on the show, with any of it. That, to me, was just so out of left field. Now, remember, Tim Allen's show.
Yeah, Last Man Standing.
Yeah, Tim Allen's show, Last Man Standing, which is canceled. And he seems to feel, and he was very honest in saying it was because of his political beliefs and because he is not a closeted conservative in Hollywood. Because if you're a conservative in Hollywood, you have to be in the closet. So here comes Roseanne Barr. So they canceled his show. But now they're picking up Roseanne Barr's show, and they're rebooting it and bringing it back. So I will give you the details of that, but we wanted to find out from you, as television, and everything is just so political now. Everything is so political. Is there a show that you specifically tuned out of, that you don't watch anymore because of the political bent of the show? Or vice versa, is there a show that you specifically watch, like Last Man Standing? I know a lot of people enjoyed Last Man Standing because of its political bent. So is this politics in Hollywood that is now spilling over? There's no more wall. It's spilling over into movies. It's spilling over into television. It's spilling over into music. Are there concerts that you will not go to now because of the political bent of the person on stage? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. So just so you know, all the original staff members are coming back. And the storyline now is they're going to have three generations. You've got Roseanne is now a grandmother. John Goodman's coming back as well.
Wow.
Yeah. Her kids now have children who are teenagers. So they're going to bring back a whole different point of view, they say. And they're not saying whether she will personally identify the U.S. president on air, but they say she's going to speak very honestly. So we'll see how long that lasts.
That would be a little bit different than what Tim Allen was doing. I can say that if you avoid a lot of media because of its politics, chances are you're avoiding media because of its liberal politics. It's so dominant in Hollywood. You look at a guy like Tim Allen in Last Man Standing, his politics kind of attracted me to the show because it was almost a breath of fresh air. It was one guy who was like making fun of Hillary or talking about how great Trump was. Like, he would explicitly say things on the show that were references to current political events. And they were funny. I mean, they were a little corny, of course, but it was just kind of funny to hear him be like the one guy. He was basically the same character he was as Tim the Tool Man, just sort of grunting out his displeasure with liberals and his joy for conservatives. So I do think there's a place for this. And Roseanne, you mentioned that she's right wing. You're not kidding. She said she was so happy when Trump won. She said something to the effect of, it's the end. You know, we beat the oligarchs back. You know, this is a victory for the American people. She indulged in the Pizzagate conspiracy against Hillary Clinton. I mean, she has all the touch points. She's more in line with like the Alex Jones side, the more extreme right, which leads me to believe that she might not even make it to the air. Really? Ultimately, because if there's a pressure campaign from the left, which there often is, chances are she will become the victim of it.
So are there any shows, bottom line, Vince, that you don't watch because of politics, or any artists that you don't see because of politics, or any that you do because of politics?
I'm a pretty open-minded guy. I kind of know the politics I'm getting when I watch these things. I will say, though, that SNL and late-night television, by and large, has become so sanctimonious that it takes the comedy out of it, that I don't get the same joy that I once did. I knew they were liberal, but sort of the whining, you know, Trump promised so much winning we'd be sick of it, but I feel like we got so much whining we're sick of it, actually.
Liberals are very, very unhappy people. 888-630-9625. Alan in Southern Maryland. Alan, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Alan, something that you don't watch or listen to now because of politics?
Well, it's going to be a concert I went to for my birthday. $280 tickets, 6-hour ride to Pennsylvania to see Frankie Valli. 15 minutes in the show, he stopped the show. He said, I'd like to take a minute to talk about the a-hole in the White House. And they had a video in the background, a big jumbo screen with planes dropping bombs. And he just went on a rant against Trump. And I sat there and I hollered, Trump, Trump, Trump. And next thing I know, I had two police escorting me out of the building and told me I was a threat to the rest of everybody else.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you kidding? Did you get your money back?
It's like, please sing and state. The politics, the entertainers get into this. It's just unbelievable. And there's a whole lot of us out here. We try to go enjoy something, and then you find out they're left-leaning, you know, the way they are. You didn't know that when you went there, and you spent all this money, and then you're getting thrown out of a concert because
that's unbelievable.
You were supporting your president.
That's unbelievable. Alan, thank you.
Come on, Frankie Valli. I thought big girls don't cry. What are you
but
doing?
I'm bummed. Tip your waiters. He's here all week. Let's get Chris in Silver Spring in here. Chris, good morning. You're up Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, how's it going? I almost forgot exactly what I was going to say. My first thing I wanted to say was that, you know, Sofia Vergara, you know that show
yes.
she's on?
Modern Family.
I think they're Modern Family, sorry. There are one or two actresses on there that are always at the left-leaning political events. So I can't enjoy the show as much. You're right about the SNL. It just becomes it's a political nightmare. Darn, but the bigger thing I wanted to bring up, Roseanne Barr, this is news to me that she's so far right, because she ran I used to watch like Russia Today just to see what was going on.
Right.
She used to be on, didn't she run for president as like a socialist? She grew up in a socialist family.
Yeah, how something like that. I don't think she's easy to pin down on her politics, but she's been an outspoken, aggressive Trump supporter and anti-Hillary, and all of that's going to coalesce to ultimately, I don't think that she's gonna last.
That must be news to me and hundreds of other of your listeners, because she was, I grew up in a socialist family, and she was 180 degrees. She ran for president, like as an independent or something.
Interesting.
Anyway,
you know,
you gotta take care.
Chris, thank you. So I wonder if Roseanne Barr is the leading edge of just being against whatever the establishment is. So the establishment now is just so liberal and so quote unquote progressive that now to be cool, to be anti something, you have to be against that. So I wonder if she's like the leading edge of cool and hip and we just don't even know it.
Her reaction to Trump's election, prayers answered, the people have assumed power over the oligarchs. Congratulations, Americans.
Interesting. 888-630-9625. Is there a show or an artist that you purposely go to see because of their politics, or one that you don't watch or don't go to see because of their politics? It's going to be very interesting to see what happens with Roseanne. We'll find out your opinions, things that you do consume or not consume based on politics. Coming up next, it is 8:15. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore Washington Parkway, very busy. In fact, out of Laurel, looks like a continuous delay through Greenbelt to get you inside the Beltway. We've had this long-standing incident southbound BW Parkway before you get to 410. Now, crews said they had everything to the shoulder, but it looks like we may have a lane blocked again, whether it's the tow truck, but still a lot going on. Baltimore Washington Parkway, plan for it. And northbound, you're checking out the delays and the activity as well. Let's go to 70 south. Once you get past Urbana and Hyattstown, you hit the delays, major slowdown south of Clarksburg. Get through Gaithersburg and Rockville. Two incidents along the way should be to the shoulder in Rockville and the stalled car near Clopper Road that was in the center of the roadway. Sterling south on 28. Just bumper to bumper trying to get down to the toll road where we had the crash. It also slows the inbound Greenway just to merge onto those backups. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, partly to mostly cloudy, might see a stray shower or thunderstorm possible. High of 94. Record high is 96. It was set in 1954. Tonight, a few clouds from time to time. Again, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. A low near 75. On Wednesday, thunderstorms move in. High around 90 with a chance of rain. Also about 90%. Currently in our nation's capital, we're at 78 degrees at 8:17 on WMAL. So the big news in television is that Roseanne is coming back. They're going to reboot the show, and it's the 30th anniversary. They're all coming back. John Goodman, the whole original cast, everybody's coming back. Their children now have children who are teenagers, so it'll be three generations, so it gives you all new storylines. But what's hidden in here is she's going to tackle in this show, just like she did on the show 30 years ago, situations that are in the news, lifetime, you know, everyday conversations, and they're going to tackle conversations that are, quote, in topics that are in the conversation today. They're not saying specifically whether she will address President Trump by name.
But she certainly has a lot in real life.
But she does. And Vince doesn't think that this show is going to make it just based on Roseanne, the woman's politics alone. It's not going to be like Blackish, which is a show that we love, and we're kind of getting a little tired of the preaching on Blackish
for sure
all the time.
I mean, she's been out there behind this conspiracy that Hillary Clinton is a part of a child sex ring. So if that, once the left gets a hold of that and starts, like, you know, campaigning on it, it's going to be aggressive, and ABC is going to have a lot of pressure upon them.
Yeah, Carla in Springfield, good morning. Is there anything, any show or artist that you purposely go to see or don't go to see based on their politics?
First of all, thank you for taking the call. I appreciate it, and I listen to you guys all the time. Went down to Birchmere and everything.
Nice. So, thank you.
That was wonderful. Loved it. So what bothers me today is I don't think people are being able to reason through based on facts that they learn in school. So if you, for instance, go back to Nazi Germany, when the media was completely used for mind control, and the people learned certain ways of thought, if you will, based on censorship. And, you know, these people who get their shows canceled because they have a different opinion, I think is really going to turn out to be damaging to this country. Now, I might be a little bit unusual in that I like opera, and I've stopped going to the Washington Opera because of the politics in opera. I never thought that would happen, that, you know, that they would start changing it so much, or even presenting some of the operas that were, you know, not so wonderful, that they didn't present people in a honorable and respectable way.
Who thought all of this? And I think what you're saying, Carla, is that it amounts to cultural enforcement of viewpoints. And it's basically just sort of group propaganda. Everyone agrees to it. And then outside voices are not allowed to be heard. A dissenting voice is not allowed to be heard.
Exactly. That's wrong. And that's not what our country's all about. And, you know, and the bumper stickers about, what did I see yesterday? Gun control. You know, change the gun laws or change Congress. What does that mean? I mean, we already have the laws. Just enforce them.
Yeah, it'd be nice. But in general, it'd be nice to have more divergent voices in entertainment. And we don't get that at all. Thank you, Carla, very much.
Yeah, Carla. And she hit on a really good point. Next thing you know, you're going to be reporting your neighbor for saying something that they shouldn't have said. Teresa in Olney, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Teresa, something you watch or don't watch based on politics?
Hi, yes, hi guys, and like Carla, I love you guys. I feel like I'm friends with you guys totally because I listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Everything is your platform is great, but I will definitely watch Roseanne. I grew up with that, but my husband and I were diehard. Well, more me, I guess, but he always took me to Tim McGraw concert, and we do not care for him anymore the way that, I mean, I was like a slobbering Tim McGraw fan. And after the Sandy Hook tragedy, Tim took on a very left, he took on that, the event with the anti-gun thing. And I was like, really? Come on. And that just, right then and there, I was like, I just can't be a fan of his anymore.
Yeah, people considered that a gun control fundraiser. That was a benefit concert for Sandy Hook.
Yeah, it was something that he felt dearly about because one of his band members had a family member that was actually involved, like was killed in it. But he took a very left leaning stance on it, and I was like, oh my God, you've got to be kidding.
You know, Teresa, thank you for that. I remember when that happened, I was shocked at Tim McGraw's stance. I never thought that you would see a country star, well-known, come out and be anti-gun. I was shocked at
that. The problem now is you've got to compartmentalize with your favorite celebrities. Often they're going to say things you totally disagree with, and you have to appreciate them to the extent you can, I think, for the art that they create. Because it's just too difficult to find somebody with whom I also agree, and I appreciate their art.
It may be difficult, but it saves me a lot of money, because I just don't go to concerts anymore. Ben in Haymarket, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Ben.
Hey guys, good morning. I got a couple things for you. First, I don't watch The Daily Show anymore. I haven't watched it in years because I'm old enough to remember Craig Kilborn being kind of middle of the road. He would attack Clinton. He would attack Republicans. They'd make fun of, rather, I should say. But now The Daily Show just is nothing but attacks on Republicans. So, yeah, they lost my viewership.
Yeah, attack Trump and cue the applause sign. How hard is that?
Yeah. And, hey, Mary, you mentioned a minute ago that next thing you know, people are going to be reporting people for what they say. I don't know if you remember in the 2012 campaign, the Obama campaign set up a website. I think it was called Your Republican Uncle, where you could report people who were saying things critical.
That's right. That's right.
I forgot about that. Ben, yes. Thank you so much for remembering that. I had totally forgotten about that.
How to talk to your dumb uncle at Thanksgiving.
That's right. It wasn't with Pajama Boy, all of that. All right. Thank you so much for all of your calls. It is 823 on WMAL.
We've all taken side jobs here and there to earn extra cash. Well, now making extra money is way easier thanks to Uber. Uber is the ultimate side hustle because it's a totally flexible way to earn. Turn it on and off just like your car. If you have a few spare hours, drive with Uber and you're your own boss. Plus, with Uber's instant pay, you can cash out straight from the app to your bank account up to 5 times a day. Sign up to drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm searching for a new dentist, and I had heard so much about Bethesda Sedation Dentistry that I had to go check them out for myself. So I got to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob. And I don't know about you, this was important to me because I have to feel comfortable with a dentist, someone who's going to be sticking sharp objects in my mouth and poking around in there. And the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry made me feel right at home. When I walked in, the waiting room was not jammed. There was one gentleman there. He was waiting for his wife. She was taking a nap in the back. He was going to drive her home. So when you hear me say that they let you control the pace of your appointment, it's absolutely true. They don't rush you. They talk to you about everything before they do it, and they make sure that you're okay with it. They allow you to control your appointment. They want you to be comfortable because they want you to get in a routine of keeping your teeth healthy. After all, that's their job, to keep your teeth healthy. They want you to have a smile you can be proud of, and they don't want you to wait until you're in pain to go and see them. So if you want a healthy smile, take my advice and call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. It is now 8:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic update is sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Oh, where to begin? So many delays here, problems. Virginia Beltway, let's go first. Inner loop, leaving Springfield to the Legion Bridge, stop and go. Along the way, we did have a crash. Route 7, that's to the shoulder. Northbound side, George Washington Parkway just had the heavy delays to get up to the Beltway. And now those backups, incident reported. Just take it easy. Southbound side, GW Parkway, south of 123 and down to the bridges with the heavy volume. Out of Laurel, let's go Baltimore Washington Parkway. South slows most of the way from 198 through Greenbelt to the crash inside the Beltway before you get to 410. Trying to get into Four Corners, 29, the obstacle is going to be the accident. Southbound 29 is going to be after the Trader Joe's, but before you get to University Boulevard. And for 270 in Rockville, crashes on the shoulder, one in the backups with big delays as you head south of Clarksburg. So once you get on from Clarksburg, then you'll hit the volume. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly to mostly cloudy as we head on through today. Very warm start, hot finish, 94, isolated showers, thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we are at 78 degrees at 827 on WMAL.
Live Casino and Hotel is giving away 5 Teslas to celebrate our 5th anniversary. Win your share of over $300,000 in prizes, including a new Tesla Model X, S, or 3. 25 winners every Friday in June. Drawing 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Celebrate 5 years of nonstop entertainment, gaming, and nightlife at Live Casino and Hotel and drive away in a Tesla. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you genuinely care about the people you serve, their safety comes first. That's why Novec asks you to put safety first. Your life could depend on it. Novec recommends unplugging devices you're not using. Replace worn-out extension cords, too. Call 811 to locate any underground lines at least 2 days before you dig. Novec wants everyone to be safe around electricity. From safety demonstrations to safety tips on our website, at Novec, it's always safety first.
This radio show is brought to you by the company that built the fundamental technology and everything you love about your phone. From download speeds, to video, to voice recognition, to security, to GPS. None of it would work the way you count on without Qualcomm getting there first, then sharing it with the world. Yeah, Qualcomm did all that. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
What does Advance Auto Parts have to offer? Plenty.
Like a rewards program called Speed Perks that gets you $20 off your next purchase when you spend $100 or more. What doesn't Advance Auto Parts have to offer? The recipe to your favorite dish from your favorite restaurant that's been closed for 5 years. So forget that gooey, double-stuffed lasagna and check out Advance Auto Parts rewards program Speed Perks and get $20 off your next purchase when you spend $100 or more. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. See an Advance team member or go to speedperks.com to sign up.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
I have failed at very few things.
And I'm afraid.
Marcus Lemonis.
I didn't come here to give you a rose. I came here to give you a reality check. You guys are essentially out of business right now.
The Turnaround King is back.
You're a powerful man, and that is not an easy thing to work with.
I think you're going to be surprised. The risk is high, but if it works, the payoff is huge.
I want to thank y'all because my life is riding on this.
Thank you so much.
Let's go to work.
The Prophet, all new tonight at 10. CNBC. Get yours.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by the one and only Larry Kudlow, and he'll give us a wrap-up of everything that's been going on in the economy. It is now 8:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Virginia voters today are deciding the Republican and Democratic nominees for governor in the state's primary. Ed Gillespie, Corey Stewart, and Frank Wagner are vying for the GOP nomination. Gillespie says this election will determine what kind of economy Virginia ends up with.
By the end of the next governorship, the choice we have in Virginia, we're either going to be the northernmost southeastern state, or we're going to be the southernmost northeastern state. And we need to be more like those dynamic economies, you know, the Sun Belt, not rusty economies in the Northeast. We need to have dynamic, innovative economies.
Gillespie spoke last hour here on WMAL's Mornings on the Mall. On the Democratic side today, Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam and former Congressman Tom Perriello are battling it out for the Democratic nomination for governor. Stay with WMAL on air and online for election results tonight. When the mercury hit 95 at mid-afternoon yesterday at Reagan National Airport, it tied the record for the date. And forecasters say we could come close to tying or breaking a record again today. Attorney General Jeff Sessions goes before the Senate Intelligence Committee today to face a range of questions about Russia and about James Comey.
Comey told senators behind closed doors that Sessions may have had a third meeting with Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak, which the Justice Department denies. It will likely be brought up today, along with Comey's account that Sessions was booted from an Oval Office meeting back in February before Comey said the president asked him to drop the Michael Flynn investigation.
Correspondent Ryan Nobles, and you can hear the Sessions testimony live starting around 2:30 today at WMAL.com. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,236, the NASDAQ at 61.75. Sports, the Braves come from behind to outslug the Nats. The O's fall to the White Sox. NBA, the Warriors beat the Cavaliers for their second title in 3 years. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Are high real estate commissions stopping you from selling your home? Intelligent sellers are avoiding high real estate commissions and going with a smarter approach. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $7 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Some days sound like this.
Hurry up, you're gonna be late. Oh, I can't find my shoes.
And on those days, you don't want to hear this.
Thank you for calling. Please hold.
That's why at Comcast, we've built an app that lets you choose a time for us to call you, so you don't have to wait on hold. And why we're committed to being on time, every time. With 2-hour appointment windows, 7 days a week, day or night. If we're ever late, we'll credit your account $20. We're even opening up Xfinity stores near you, where you can try out all our new technology and find out how to get the most out of your service. We're making things easier, so your day can sound more like this.
Hurry up! The movie's about to start!
Okay, we're coming!
Because at Comcast, we should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
Ryan Zimmerman.
It is going!
His sixth career slam burned Atlanta.
It's a grand slam!
Complete game. Nationals Braves. The series continues tonight at 6:30 on Masson. The Nationals. 20 hits, 14 runs, one very big win.
Two slams by different players.
Complete game. Nationals Braves. The series concludes tomorrow at 3:30 on Masson.
Ed Gillespie is the conservative who can win in November. Gillespie's running for governor to cut Virginia income tax rates for the first time in 45 years. It's a bold plan to put money back in the pockets of Virginia families while creating over 53,000 private sector jobs. Ed Gillespie helped write The Contract with America and started three successful businesses. He knows what it takes to put our economy back on top.
This is Ed Gillespie. Virginia should be first in the nation when it comes to economic growth and job creation. My policies will help get us there. Across-the-board tax cuts will help working families and help small businesses hire new workers. I'm Ed Gillespie, and I respectfully ask for your vote on June 13 so I can get to work creating good-paying jobs.
On June 13th, vote for Ed Gillespie, the conservative who can win. A governor for all Virginians. Paid for by Ed Gillespie for governor.
At Hadid Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
I'm Joe Hadid, and we want to make your home a cleaner and healthier place to live.
Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on George Avenue. Problems continue with the signal lights in this very busy intersection. George Avenue, Forest Glen Road. That's the intersection just north of the Beltway. I see that crews are still there working on the problem. Also, if you're coming southbound, that's that left, far left turn lane. That crews are blocking that lane. So we're kind of narrowed a little bit, too. So out of Wheaton to the Beltway, just jammed. If you're taking, say, University Boulevard and heading over to Connecticut Avenue, you'll slow to merge right in Kensington area. And then southbound Connecticut Avenue just slows briefly at the Beltway. For 270, anything but brief, unfortunately. So get ready. Clarksburg and down to the Beltway. The crash in Rockville had been cleared out of the travel lanes. We have a broken down in the backups. And the Virginia Beltway slow from Springfield off and onto the Legion Bridge. Had the crash inner loop at Route 7. Busy as 395 most of the way, leaving 95 and 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, 94 degrees, record 96. We've got an outside chance to get there, partly to mostly cloudy, isolated showers, thunderstorms, and that chance for showers and thunderstorms early tonight, 75 the low. Tomorrow, better chance of scattered storms, so temperatures down to near 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 77 in Centerville, 76 in Germantown, 78 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning. It is 8:37 on this Tuesday morning on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonese. And joining us right now is Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor. He is also the host of The Larry Kudlow Show right here on WMAL on Saturdays. Larry, good morning.
Morning, Mary.
So the House Freedom Caucus leadership chairman, Mark Meadows, has called on the Republican leadership to cancel the August recess so that they can work on tax reform and health care and get these things done. Do you think this is a good idea?
I think it's a great idea. I think it's a terrific idea. And formally, the House Freedom Caucus voted to approve this, so you probably have, I don't know, 30, 40 votes right there, but I think they should take it to the leadership. I think it should take a vote on the floor. It may be the form of a resolution, I'm not sure. It should also be considered by the Senate. I mean, look, the way this calendar works, they may get a health care reform bill, but this summer, maybe, I think they're getting closer, and that's a good thing, although I don't know all the details yet. But the way the calendar works after the August recess is there just aren't, in my view, there aren't enough days to get a good tax reform bill passed. Just I don't see it happening this year, and next year is also an unknown. And furthermore, I think it should be a slimmed-down tax cut bill. In other words, Steve Moore and I have written, we've met with people in the White House about this, they're not going to get everything they want, the whole omnibus bill, personal taxes and business taxes. So I think they should just focus on what we're calling three easy pieces, which can pass and pass quickly. One is the repatriation of offshore cash. Two is the lower corporate tax rate for large and small businesses and pass-throughs. If you can get 15%, that's terrific. And third is immediate cash expensing to deduct your new equipment and investment. I think those three things could pass. There's a lot of support for it. It will increase the economy, create jobs, help productivity, and real wages. So I think that's the direction they should go. I think the White House is considering it. And I also think you put the two together. Here's the deal. Reconciliation, this great monster everybody talks about, reconciliation can be whatever you want it to be. There are no hard and fast rules and laws. CBO economic growth estimates don't have to be used. You can use 3% baseline. So a new idea, get a health care bill, and then attach the business tax cuts to the health care bill in reconciliation before the summer recess. And if they don't, then they should stay and lose their vacation until they get the people's business done.
You know, Steve Mnuchin yesterday was testifying, and he suggested that the government will run out of money by September if the administration doesn't get a debt limit increase, which they basically asked for is, look, we just need this as a stopgap while we're in pursuit of tax reform and a budget. Are you in favor of them going with a debt limit increase just to get it out of the way now?
Well, as soon as they can. I don't know what the timing is going to be. Steve Mnuchin's a good man, and he's a strong tax cutter, and he's a pro-growth guy. He wants a clean bill. That's what Treasury secretaries always ask for. I mean, he's probably right in that, theoretically. I don't think the really tough issues on that, you know, financing the government, September, October, November, they have ways and means to, you know, keep everything going. So we'll see how that shakes out. I just think right now, the issue has got to be focused on faster economic growth. And by the way, business tax cuts, including the pass-throughs, the biggest beneficiary of those tax cuts are not rich people, and they're not rich corporations. 70% of the benefits go to middle-income wage earners. It is a middle-income tax cut predominantly. Now, if you want to add doubling of the tax deduction, which we put into the campaign tax cut plan. You want to add that, the standard deduction could be doubled. I'm fine with that. But I just don't want this to have to be a complicated bill. I don't think they can get the true individual tax reform, which I favor, but I think they have to wait on that. You know, Reagan used to say, give me a half a loaf now, and I'll get the other half later. And I think there's an important lesson in that, and I think the White House and the President needs to start messaging on this. I think they ought to endorse the Freedom Caucus idea, publicly endorse the idea of no summer vacation until they get this work done. And then I'd like to see the President speak from the Oval Office a couple of times on the benefits of his tax cut ideas. I think that's kind of leadership. It's what Reagan did many years ago, and I worked for him. Should be done again. There should be some urgency to this. So I'm with Mark Meadows and his gang 100%, and I think it ought to spread, and I'd love to see the White House take it up and agree with them.
Do you see, though, the Republicans voting for this and saying, yeah, let's cancel August recess in order to do this? I don't know if the heart is there. I think so many of them really just side with the Democrats and just want to keep the status quo.
Well, if that's true, the Republicans will suffer a lot. if they don't get the tax cut package, for example, they will be hurt in the 2018 midterms. They may be hurt badly if they don't get this work completed. Then they'll pay for it. But on the other hand, a little pressure from the White House, cross-roughing to the Freedom Caucus, I think this idea of no summer recesses, I think you're going to see it spread quite a lot in the days and weeks ahead. So if the Senate wants to, you know, boycott this kind of change, look, Trump always talks about draining the swamp, not getting anything done, not meeting tax cut demands, not growing the economy faster, abiding by a bunch of old rules from reconciliation is silly. So let's start draining the swamp right here.
Hey, we punish children by taking away their recess. That's the least we could do to congressmen.
Publish children. Well, who's getting which children are getting punished?
By taking away recess. Recess, Larry. They've got recess in school. We take it away when they're in trouble.
You get a detention if you have bad behavior.
That's right.
Well, that's actually an interesting. I haven't thought about that. We should give the entire Congress a detention for
that's
not.
That's true. They're due for one.
I like that. I might have to use that once or twice.
Feel free. It's Vince's idea. I'll let you use it. Larry, thank you so much for joining us. Have a great day.
My pleasure. Thank you.
It's Larry Kudlow. It is now 8:45 on WMAL. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, a lot going on. So many of our roadways in extra delays this morning. One, let's head in through town in Northeast D.C. because of an incident. Constitution Avenue, they have that closed right on Capitol Hill. Constitution Avenue at First Street. So I'm looking at First Street, Constitution, Maryland Avenue, all that corridor absolutely jammed. Independence Avenue, that's working slightly better. Just get you in the know there. Around the region, we'll go to the Beltway. On the Virginia side, Outer Loop, as you come out of Springfield toward Van Dorn, new incident there slows us. Inner Loop near Braddock Road, have an incident, and then stop and go most of the way to the Legion Bridge. We had a number of problems on the Virginia Beltway, one at Route 7 that had been cleared out of the travel lane. Sterling, south on 28, still quite heavy, but it looks like lanes have been reopened south on 28 at the toll road, and we're trying to ease out those major delays. 270 south in delays, Hyattstown most of the way down to the Beltway. The accident at Rockville, that's the focal point of our delays, south at 28 in the backups, bit of broken down. And do watch too on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, still heavy through Laurel, however improving in Greenbelt and inside the Beltway where the accident's cleared and those delays through there have cleared out. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warm morning already, soaring into the 80s, quickly back to the mid-90s this afternoon. 94 degrees, too shy of tying the record of 96. Maybe an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Chance of a shower, thunderstorm early tonight, 75. Thunderstorms scattered around tomorrow near 90. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 78 degrees at 8:46 on WMAL.
So, you remember the University of Virginia rape hoax article that was published in Rolling Stone?
Yes.
Rolling Stone publishes this big piece on about how a girl was raped by a fraternity on campus there at UVA. And it made national news at the time, and then it quickly made more national news when the whole thing was debunked. Well, since then, they've all been locked. Everyone's, of course, been locked in litigation, and we've had at least one settlement. It was a woman there. Let's see.
Jackie was the center of everything.
A source involved at the national level with the fraternity Phi Kappa Psi, who stood accused, by the way, of this made-up rape, tells the Daily Caller that Rolling Stone will now pay $1.65 million to settle a defamation suit from that fraternity. Additionally, in the piece, which was entitled A Rape on Campus, the author relayed the story of Jackie Coakley, a Virginia woman who claims she was, of course, brutally raped by a group of these fraternity members in September of 2012. Erdely, who wrote the article, also wrote about Nicole Aramo, a University of Virginia associate dean, who ended up being smeared in the article. A jury has already, in Virginia, already awarded Aramo $3 million in damages. $2 million from Erdely, the writer, and $1 million from Rolling Stone. So this article ultimately has resulted in millions and millions of dollars in settlements now from Rolling Stone alleging inaccurately, completely inaccurately, a made-up story of rape on campus that that sought to take down this fraternity at UVA.
Yeah, originally the fraternity had sued the magazine for $25 million. So settling for $1.65 is a win for Rolling Stone. Clearly they have that kind of cash. What I find interesting, though, is the woman who wrote this article, Erdely, that, Nicole, that she's paying what, $2 million alone to Nicole Aramo.
That's what the jury said she should pay.
Right, but she's a writer for Rolling Stone. So this poor woman who was smeared in this article is probably going to get $1 million from Rolling Stone and very little from the woman who wrote this piece and never checked any sources. I mean, it was just absolute malpractice. Sabrina Rubin Erdely. It was just absolute journalistic malpractice. And I feel badly for this woman who was smeared in this.
Well, it was the fraternity that was smeared. The woman was the girl who made up the rape and had it foisted upon them by Rolling Stone.
No, but the associate dean.
Oh, yes, the associate dean.
She's going to wind up getting nothing from her. That's just not right. But it's over, finally, and I hope Rolling Stone learned a lesson. 8:49 on WMAL.
Zero Res can have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Carpet cleaning for just $54 per room from the best Zero Res. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Conventional wisdom says you should buy a new mattress every 8 to 10 years. And my hubby and I have been ignoring that Valiant ours for far too long. So we decided to replace it. We went to Mattress Warehouse. I'm so glad we did. That is where we met Roy, just a literal mattress angel. And he introduced us to BedMatch. All we did was enter some information into a computer. And then Roy had us lie down on a special mattress. We had to change positions a couple of times. And within 3 minutes, the computer had calculated our pressure points, our sleeping positions, and our weight distribution, and it gave us a list of 6 mattresses that were best suited for us. So instead of spending a day looking for the perfect mattress, it took us 3 minutes. We didn't have to spend the afternoon trying out every mattress in the store. With Roy and the science behind BedMatch, we found the perfect mattress. Whatever your needs or price range, you can find your mattress at Mattress Warehouse. So if it's time to replace your mattress, don't delay anymore. Go to Mattress Warehouse, where they use science, not pressure, to match you with your perfect mattress. To find a Mattress Warehouse near you, just go to sleephappens.com. That's sleephappens.com for Mattress Warehouse.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Proper nutrition doesn't just affect how kids grow, but also how they learn. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. For some kids from low-income households, the only meal or meals they can depend on every day are at school. According to a new Georgetown University study, children who experienced food insecurity during infancy and toddlerhood had lower cognitive and social-emotional skills in kindergarten. And then, there's pretty solid evidence that children who are hungry are not able to focus, so they have a lower attention span, behavioral issues, and discipline issues in school. All of this is according to experts at the University of Virginia. The American Academy of Pediatrics adds, while adults may be able to function on poorer nutrition, kids simply cannot. So it's important to make sure that they are getting the nutrition they need to nourish their bodies and their minds. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
You wake up to birds chirping before the alarm even starts to ring. It's 6 a.m. and dawn's barely here. A choir of birds singing in your ear. It was cute at first, but now it's just the worst.
Wrap it up, guys.
When your morning is hell, just go to Taco Bell.
When you've had a morning, let us make you breakfast, like Taco Bell's Breakfast Crunchwrap, a whole breakfast wrapped up and grilled to eat on the go at participating stores for a limited time during breakfast hours.
I can't stand wimps.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
I'm not talking about people. I mean wimpy air conditioning. The airflow's weak, just isn't cold. Then there's strange smells and odd noises. Don't get me started. Why let it limp through another triple-digit summer when my stand-up guys can come whip it into shape for you? See, I'm talking hat-blowing, sweat-evaporating, frostbite on your nose kind of cool. And the best part is, a Snell Deluxe AC tune-up is only $79. Our repair works guaranteed, and all parts and equipment have ironclad warranties. No wimps in my operation. Now let's bring some cool. And by the way, if Snell tunes up your air conditioner and it breaks down anytime this summer, we'll come back out for free, putting the AC into DC. Yeah, because when it comes to cranking up the cool, my stand-up guys always put it over the top.
Call 703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Make a memory with family and friends this summer as Ricky Fowler, defending champion Billy Hurley, and the PGA Tour's rising stars take on TPC Potomac June 26th through July 2nd. Declare your day at the Quicken Loans National, a summertime event that brings you close to the action with various ticket options, including new reserve stadium seats. Tickets for the Quicken Loans National start at just $20 with complimentary admission for kids 12 and under. Buy today at QLNational.com. That's QLNational.com.
If online dating is turning you off, let us introduce you to It's Just Lunch, the world's number one personalized matchmaking service for professional singles.
Getting to know my clients is the most important part of what we do and why we're so successful.
Let someone else do the legwork. All you have to do is show up and have a great time.
We bring a more successful way of dating to the table.
And to celebrate making sparks fly for over a quarter of a century, new IJL members will receive a special offer during the month of June. Call or text 202-466-6699.
8:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Have a great day, Jamie.
You too, and we're still dealing with the traffic light issues. Coming out of Wheaton, down toward the Beltway, Georgia Avenue at Forest Glen Road. Those lights are still on flash. Crews are still trying to fix that problem. They are there at the scene. However, big delays continue down toward that intersection for 270 South. The crash at 28 in Rockville. Finally, everything cleared, even from the shoulder. But boy, major delays. It'll take a while to clear this coming out of Clarksburg and down through to the Capitol Beltway. Heading into Four Corners, looks like lanes have been reopened on 29 Colesville Road, southbound before University Boulevard at Lorraine Avenue. That's where we had the crash on Capitol Hill. Now, if you're coming into town, say, off Pennsylvania Avenue, once you get onto the hill, I would not commit to Second. First Street's going to be closed. Stay with Independence Avenue. First Street at Constitution is closed with police department activity, and everyone around that stretch is getting congested. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The heat stays on as we head on through today, pushing about 94 degrees, partly to mostly cloudy, maybe an isolated shower thunderstorm. Today's record, 96. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
It is now 78 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here to talk to you about a sensitive topic, sleep apnea, and the stress it causes in your life, even in your relationships. CPAP is the first-line treatment for people with sleep apnea, but studies show that over half of the people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. If sleep apnea is causing stress in your relationships and you haven't found relief with CPAP, it's time you learned more about Inspire. Inspire therapy is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and find a doctor here in the DC area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Tired of sitting in Northern Virginia traffic? Our traffic is among the worst in the country. Ed Gillespie? He calls for more toll roads and ignores Metro and VRE. Gillespie's toll roads aren't the answer. Why pay for new roads twice? Only one candidate for governor has a plan to reduce traffic congestion, fix Metro, and improve VRE. Republican State Senator Frank Wagner.
Hi, I'm Frank Wagner. I'm a Naval Academy graduate and a successful businessman. I'm the only Republican veteran running for governor. I grew up in Northern Virginia. For the last 4 years, I've carried legislation to provide Northern Virginia with more funding for transportation. As your governor, there's no question what my priority will be. New funding for highways, metro, and VRE. I'm Frank Wagner, candidate for governor, and I approve this message. I would appreciate your vote in the Republican primary on June 13th.
Because being a veteran, a successful business owner, and an accomplished state senator, you know, someone with actual experience, really matters. On June 13th, vote Republican Frank Wagner for governor.
Summer is here, Safeway shoppers. Time to hit the road. Fuel your trip when you shop at Safeway and save on gas at Sunoco and select partner locations. Now through June 29th, earn up to 4x gas rewards points on grocery items. You can redeem your rewards for up to 20 cents off per gallon at Sunoco and participating partner locations. Maximum gas rewards at Sunoco and at select partner locations is 20 cents off per gallon in a single fill-up, up to 25 gallons. Other restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com.
Severe back pain doesn't have to rule your life, and it doesn't have to mean surgery. At Inova, a knowledgeable spine intake specialist will guide you to the spine expert best suited for you. And for urgent issues that can't wait for an office visit, you can start the process at any Inova Urgent Care. Visit inova.org/backpain or call 703-776-4700. Inova. Join the future of health.
Coming up on WMAL, well, I believe those primaries will be done in Virginia. I think we'll have some answers as to some winners.
We'll have a recap
some,
for that.
Yeah, we'll have winners, losers, and a
and
full
the jam
recap
sessions
for you.
Today. That's what they're doing. They're trying to jam sessions. And speaking of a jam session.
Speaking of winners and losers.
Winners, losers, and jam sessions. I just walked in for the last part there. Well, we got a little bit to talk about there. We got Jeff Sessions on Capitol Hill today. That should be tedious, boring, repetitive, unnecessary, theatrical, all the...
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.